Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, January the 21st, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page, have a look, and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start by talking about the Forever War. You know, wars which just keep going on and on with no end either in sight or even planned. And this means, of course, that you ask no questions at all about the fundamental purposes and functions of whatever the United States may happen to be doing in any given country. Then I'm going to talk about the immense issue of the global debt, which has reached an all-time high of $184 trillion. Then I'm going to talk about the automotive collapse in sales. And this is not just confined to the United States. It is a worldwide phenomenon, but it is nevertheless no less serious for being so. Then I'm going to talk about inflation and deflation. Now, I haven't talked about inflation and deflation for, actually, I think many years, but certainly for a very long time. And we definitely need an update given what's going on right now. And so I will talk for a few minutes about both inflation and deflation, much in terms of an update for those of you who haven't heard the wake-up call since I last spoke about it. Okay, then I'm going to talk about population disparities in the Middle East, which sounds a bit semantic, but it is really important in an understanding of what's going on there. And I've got a small comment, nothing very long, but I need to say a few words about that. Then I will talk about the way in which politicians lie about prices, especially about things like free college and Medicare for all, which of course they may to sound like bargains. There are some important details which I think may be eluding you, and I will certainly fill you in on that. And then I will talk about a Florida couple who spent decades growing an illegal vegetable in their front yard, and you'll see what happened to them. Then I'll talk about the Trump administration downgrading the EU's diplomatic status in Washington. Not a day too late, if you ask me, but that's what they're going to do anyway. And then I'm going to talk about whether we really want to be happy. I use happiness as an ongoing link to the sociological aspects of what I talk about here on the Wake Up Call. And I have a very interesting phenomenon to discuss with you about whether actually we are looking to be more happy, or whether there are other elements that are more important to us. So, all being equal, that might be the end of the show. If not, I've got a couple of other things I'd like to talk about. But I think we should just confine ourselves to that part of our discussion for today, and then I will see what else we can fit in with the time available. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you independently free shows, that's to say three free shows of your choice, so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, send me an email and in the subject line write something like free sample shows, and I will get them to you forthwith. So I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any three shows, but I highly recommend the most recent three shows, because they will give you a very good idea of what I talk about on an ongoing basis in terms of real-time news and views. Okay, so let me finish with giving you my information that you will need for this purpose, my email address, which is on the Podbean page that you're probably looking at, but nevertheless, it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Those are my initials, and you will use that to request the shows if you are of a mind to do so. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page that I have been neglecting somewhat of late because I've been overwhelmed with the end-of-year summary, which, if you will forgive me, will not comprise one of the end-of-year shows, because it is very much a function of the rights of donors, I believe, to have access to that. But my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call, lowercase and no punctuation. The Twitter page is very simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so here we go. Until Friday, this is Richard Martin wishing you all the best. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye.